It's January. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
This weekend, we experience another solstice milestone as we have our latest sunrise of the year. It's one of the oddities of the winter solstice that it's asymmetrical. Actually, the afternoon started lengthening back in early December, but the mornings don't start lengthening until January. So you can be sure that the days are really lengthening starting this weekend. Another thing you can be sure of or count on is that it's going to continue to be very windy in Boulder over the next few weeks. January typically brings our strongest wind storms as the powerful winter jet stream sags over Montana and Wyoming. We catch the tail end of these Pacific storms, which means we get a strong westerly flow, and the wind accelerates as it moves down the eastern slope of the Rockies. So we can almost count on having one or more storms with 100-mile-per-hour gusts in January.
The strongest gusts registered 147 miles on January 25, 1971 at Incar. It's almost universal to feel stress when the winds are this fierce. When that happens, I like to repeat one of the quotes I've collected on wind. Emily Dickinson wrote, "A narrow wind complains all day how someone treated him." And in the Mikado, the horrendous Catashaw proclaims, "There is beauty in the bellow of the blast."
This has been another good winter for bald eagles in Boulder County. We estimate there are 50 to 100 wintering in the county right now. A couple of good places to look for them are Boulder Reservoir, where there's been a pair of mature bald eagles with the white heads and white tails all winter. Look for them on the northwest side of the reservoir.
The autumn and Christmas bird count just took place, and some of the birds seen there should still be around. If you go up to El Dorado Springs Canyon, keep an eye out for a pygmy owl and a goshawk. In the last few weeks, there have also been lots of sightings of rosy finches and evening grosbeaks all around the county. These are brightly colored birds. In fact, the first time I saw an evening grosbeak, I thought it was an escaped parrot.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.